This is a podcast from the BBC.
On today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, Sophie on the show overshares about leg chafage in the heat and has an unusual solution. Overused phrases in dating app bios, and we discussed wig as a new phrase and my wig flew off. Hello, Sankey says, nice one on Saturday at Doncaster Races, Mills. You smashed it. Do you know, I had such a good night at the races on Saturday night. Beautiful weather, loads of people stayed behind after the racing, so thanks, Donny. Chris is back tomorrow. One more day of the moon left before he's back on. So he'll be from 1 o'clock tomorrow. On the show today, he has left us another banger. That'll be at 2:40. After three, a new phrase, well, it's new to me, but I feel that I'm really late to the party on it. You can be the judge on that. And coming next, a certain phrase that's really annoying people at the moment who are online dating.
Scott Mills.
There is one phrase that is really annoying people who are doing online dating right now, and it's appearing in a lot of people's bios. So if you're thinking about adding it to your bio, I'm saying probably don't. Because when you hear it, you'll be like, oh, that's quite clever. I'm going to actually put it on, but don't. Because so many people have already. Don't think that you're the first. It's this. Looking to leave the single market before the UK does. Now, I know initially you're like, oh, that's quite good. It's actually rubbish. Some people are getting the reply, what's the single market? To which I would immediately unmatch. One of the team here, Sophie, matched with a guy on Happen, which I think is that one where, like, if you've walked past somebody, then you can match with them or whatever. Anyway, after matching with her, this guy's opening line was, hey, how's your day going? Mine has been tragic so far, currently sitting in A&E. Now, as an opening line, I mean, that's quite strong. Now, he wasn't really her type, but she replied anyway, because she obviously wanted to know more about what happened to him, cause nosy. She puts, OMGGGGGGG, what happened? Question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark. He replies, crash my bike. Doctors say, I've only got 80 years to live maximum. Lol. See, right, I think that I've also heard that line before, but it does feel like another one of those lines to kind of reel you in, like the single market one. Another one is, looking for an excuse not to be on this app anymore. If anyone has any more of these that you really shouldn't be using because everyone else has, then let me know.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills here, just compiling a list of things to absolutely not say in your bio on dating apps. This one comes up quite a lot. 5'11", because apparently that's important. Well, yeah, I do kind of want to know. Matty from North Wales, what's your one that you can't stand?
Single Pringle and ready to mingle.
Is that coming up a lot?
That's coming up an awful lot.
Absolutely just no.
Scott Mills.
I've told you this before, I do not cope with heat very well. I'm a very hot person, and I don't mean hot physically, certainly not. I mean just like, I'm a sweaty man. I've told you this before. I will be wearing shorts until at least probably October, November. I think I'm sweatier than Chris Martin on stage, sweaty. Because of this, the last couple of weekends have been hard for me, and because it's been so hot for ages, I've now become completely obsessed with the weather. Like, I was always a little bit kind of into it, but now fully obsessed. Just because I need to plan in my head where I'm going to be sweaty that day, because it actually worries me, and then if I worry about it, I sweat even more. I think a lot of people will have this. So the first app I now check in the morning when I wake up is not Instagram as it used to be, it is BBC Weather. And then I go through several different cities looking at what it's like, difference between like Glasgow and Birmingham and London. I've turned into a weather geek. After BBC Weather, the next app that I will check is the Met Office, which I'm now obsessed with. I'm also enjoying what other people are doing to cope with it being so sweaty. I'm going to bring in Sophie, who's working on the show this week. You might recognise her from off of dating apps. We've had her on before. Now, she sent the whole team a WhatsApp this morning with what looked like a bottle of talcum powder, saying, it's really hot today, I'm going to need this. Sophie, I have questions.
Yeah, hit me up. Go on.
Why are you carrying talcum powder in your bag?
Look, for those slightly larger in life, like me, right now, the struggle is real in these hot temperatures, okay? Have you heard of a thing called leg chafage?
The legs, like, meeting there in the middle, rubbing together, yes?
Yes, the chunky, chunky thighs are slamming against each other, and it's not good. Talcum powder, I learned this a couple of months ago, if you rub it on your thighs, it just makes everything a little bit more comfortable.
Are we talking just one application a day, or, like, how many?
No, this is why you need to put it in your bag, okay? So before you go out the house, when you know it's going to be a hot day, just slap it on your thighs, have a bit of a rub around, maybe even go to the bum cheeks a little bit. Can we say this? Okay, just a little bit. And then obviously, if you've been walking around for a long time, it wears out. So that's why you need to put it in your bag, so that you can nip to the toilet, reapply, and then Bob's your uncle.
Hello, boys.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't been putting this on my dating app profile. I don't think it would catch the boys. But I was doing this yesterday, went around London, had a nice little walk. Yes, I did go and have a scoop of ice cream, maybe even two scoops of ice cream. Yeah, I had to slap someone halfway through, had to nip into the local loo. Felt so much better. It's awful. It's horrendous. The weather needs to just calm down.
It's going to. The Met Office tell me by Friday.
Thank God.
I'm interested to know if anyone else has, like, heat hacks. Hit me up on 81199, social at BBCR1.
Scott Mills.
Hey, Sophie. Deodorant stick on your thighs is the one. They will glide like dolphins.
Yes!
That's what you want. Andy's girlfriend last night took a wet towel to bed with her. Yeah, I've done that.
I think it's so cute.
Scott Mills.
Thanks for all the chafing tips, guys, and heat hacks. It's been really educational. Is now the correct time to tell you that I do often put my jeans in the freezer? Because I do. It probably doesn't surprise a lot of you, but actually I find you think it gets rid of all the bacteria I think you'll find.
One. Scott Mills.
So it's Grimmies. Last week on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show, Ruta Aura co-hosted this morning, classic Aura, an hour late, but did have an extremely good excuse for her tardiness.
So I didn't have any clean underwear. I've been on tour for like ages, and I just came back last night, and then I had to put on a leotard because I don't have any clean underwear.
You can use that tomorrow if you want to be late for work by an hour. Just say, sorry, boss, no clean underwear. Then Rita called absolute superfan Katie. Please listen carefully to how her work telephone voice really quickly changes into her OMG is Rita Aura voice.
Hello?
Hey, is this Katie?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Katie, sorry to interrupt you. You're probably at work. I just want to say hi. My name is Rita Aura. Hello?
Are you being serious?
Hi, yeah, your best friend. She gave me your number. She said if I call you, that will be the best thing in the world.
Are you being serious?
Hi, Katie, how are you?
Oh,
it's me.
God.
How you doing?
Yeah, the penny dropped. Also, if you've ever tried to slide into Rita's DMs, by the way, we did this a while ago. Email me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk, if you have tried to either slide into someone's DMs. Who was the guy before? It was an actress, and I think he slid into her DMs on Instagram. Stephanie Pratt, that was it. And he sent us all the messages. If you have, and maybe even better if you haven't got a reply from that celebrity, please do let me know what you sent to them. Be honest, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Good news, if you have tried to slide into Rita's, she does read the DMs but doesn't always respond.
How many people are sliding into your DMs on the reg?
You know, a few.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to lie and say I don't sometimes entertain it.
Right.
But sometimes I completely ignore it and it's a little ruder because I didn't look, I didn't see that there's a thing that says like you can read the message.
Yes.
All right, so I didn't know that. So I'm like reading the messages and just obviously not responding.
Just airing.
And it just says red.
Oh, I love Rita on the radio. It's so good. Such good value. Tomorrow, Alan Carr co-hosts the Radio 1 Breakfast Show for Grimmie's last week, which reminds me, like, a really good excuse to play one of my favourite ever clips. Do you remember when Grimmie got him to read the entertainment news and our showbiz reporter Sinead Garvan decided to try and give him some tips?
Then the top prize for sexiest female went to Jacqueline Joster, Lauren Brannan. Sexiest male went to Charlie Clapham, Freddie Roscoe, Hollyoaks. This is just a list of names. Why is the most boringest entertainment news I've ever heard? It's just names. Just watch the end of EastEnders if you want all this.
Nice ad lib. Use your personality to make it more entertaining.
Oh. How many BAFTAs do you have, love? Anyway, I'll use my personality. Okay, right.
Okay, Sinead.
The shade again, please.
Use your personality to make it more entertaining.
Oh. How many BAFTAs do you have, love?
Yeah. Alan Carr back on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Grimmy tomorrow morning.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Abby, yes.
Hi.
So you're 18 and you're from actual Kendal off of Mintgate in the Lake District in Cumbria, right?
I am, yeah.
I can't stand the stuff, I'm not going to lie.
No, I'm not that keen either.
No. No, so I know that you work in a supermarket. It's been really busy because of the heat wave.
Yeah.
Question. Have you run out of soda water?
We did run out of lemonade, but we've actually just got it back.
Right. So someone that works on the show was telling me, the producer was telling me that he went into his local supermarket, in fact, two local supermarkets at the weekend, went to the first one, tried to get soda water, not on, like not any left. Went to the next shop, once again, not on, like not there, not on the shelves. And the man, he says, like, have you got any soda water? He's like, no, there's a CO2 shortage. That's definitely a thing.
Yeah, there was a fire at a CO2 warehouse somewhere, so we were short on, like, lemonade and stuff.
I didn't know about the CO2 shortage, but a lot of people will be experiencing this right now. But I don't know why it was just soda water on this occasion. Everything, all the other fizzy drinks were still there, so there's enough CO2 for them.
It was just lemonade with us we ran out of, but we did have soda water.
Okay. Hey, are you... I know you're a massive Anne-Marie fan. Are you jealous that I did karate with her last week?
Yes.
Yeah. It was, like, one of the best hours of my life.
Oh, I love her.
I love her too.
I love her.
So much. What a great pop star. And a nice person. Right, Chris is off, but he has left me one more banger. Last week, they were all very Ibiza heavy. I think he'd been talking to some DJs out there while he was on honeymoon. This is what I've got for you, Abby. Come on. Basic, but good. DJ Sammy and Heaven. What are your thoughts, Abby?
I love that song.
Right, okay. Let's find out what Chris has left for us. Professor Green, Need You Tonight. Yeah, he was definitely back from Ibiza when he chose that one. Okay, what are we going for?
It's a no-brainer. I'm definitely going with you.
Yeah. Baby, you're all that I want. When you're lying here in my arms, I'm finding it hard to believe we're in heaven.
We are Nikki and Sammy, and we want to share all the best bits of our lives with you. Have you heard of ASMR? Oh, that's too much.
Can we do it again?
No, stop it! One. Throughout this listening experience, I want you to know that no one can judge you.
Are you both the same age?
Scott, we're twins.
I know. That's amazing.
It's a judgment-free zone.
Nikki and Sammy's Peachy Podcast.
Find our podcast, Nikki and Sammy's Peachy Podcast, however you found this one.
Come on, that put a smile on your face on Monday. That was DJ Sammy and Heaven on BBC Radio 1. I mean, it's going off on social. People are loving that. Tom in Swindon says, I agree. I got caught out at three supermarkets over the weekend while seeking cloudy lemonade. When will this drought end? I'm in need of citric refreshment.
Scott Mills.
I feel as I'm about to tell you about this and that I am late to the party. Loads of you will know what I'm talking about, but a load of you I don't think will. I'm late to Wig. Back in March, there was a guy on an American Idol audition, a blossoming gay icon called Noah, who blurted out "wig" to Katy Perry, as in wig that goes on your head. So Katy Perry's on the judging panel, and she knew exactly what this guy Noah, who was auditioning, was on about.
My name is Noah Davis. I'm from Royal, Arkansas, and I'm 18 years old.
Wow, 18.
Wig, okay.
Wig, did you just say wig?
Yes.
I know, wig. I feel that already.
What is wig?
What is wig?
No, it's not your language. It's just for us. Wig.
We're on.
Oh, come on,
we're here,
man.
We're here together.
I love you.
I love you.
So
oh
much.
Oh, my God.
Noah?
Yes, sir.
You're blushing just a wee bit.
You think so?
I know.
So?
I am ready for my wig to go flying.
I hope it does go flying.
Out of this room.
I'm obsessed with, like, because he was obviously nervous and scared to meet Katy Perry, that it just kind of comes out.
Wig, okay.
Wig. Wig, okay.
Wig, okay.
And here's Katy Perry explaining wig to Jimmy Kimmel in America on his chat show.
Will you tell us what wig means? Because I'm still thinking of it.
It's like, what's wig? It's a language that sometimes the kids and I speak. It's a little bit internet language.
Uh-huh.
But when somebody basically sings really well and they sign, you know, they sing so well that the wig flies off.
Oh, I thought it was like wig out. Because you remember that one?
No. It's like if there's tape and glue, because I've worn many wigs. Hello, blue wig, California girls.
Yeah.
But sometimes the glue is not strong enough to hold the vibrations. And the wig flies all across the room.
Too much, and it's the adhesive cannot hold.
No, that's okay. When you know you can really sing.
Radio 1.
Matt's wig. Other ways that I've seen it being mentioned on social media.
Ariana's new album is coming soon, and I know already that my wig will fly. Like, I will have to chase it.
This is something that I might start saying. I'm wondering if it's too much. Like, one too many catchphrases.
Joe Jonas is so hot, my wig flew to actual Jupiter.
And would you take me seriously if I started saying about my wig flying?
Bruno Mars live, OMG. My wig just booked a flight and flew to Mars.
See, some of them are quite clever.
My wig and the other 100 I had stored just flew off.
So, today, we sent James, who works on the show, whose voice you just heard, to the streets of the UK and see if they knew what the wig phenomenon was all about.
If I were to say to you wig, what would you say?
No, I don't know what that means.
Don't know what it means?
No.
Don't get it?
Don't get it.
If I were to say to you wig, what would you say?
Thing you put in your head, like fake hair that you put on your head.
Have you ever heard of the phrase wig in another way before?
No. I'm not a good young person. I should know.
Wig.
Head?
Wig.
I don't know what this wig is.
If I were to say the phrase wig to you, what would you say?
Hair.
You've not heard of the phrase wig before?
No.
If I were to say wig?
No.
If I were to say the word wig to you, what would you say?
I'd either think the thing on your head or the Tories in the wigs.
Okay.
Early 20th century politics.
Wig.
I don't know what to say.
Wig?
Wig.
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 Wig. And if I were to say the word wig to you, what would you say?
Hair thing?
If I were to say the word wig to you, what would you say?
Hair.
Have you ever heard of the phrase wig?
No.
Never?
No.
If I were to say the word wig to you, what would you say?
I think of Katy Perry and American Idol and trying to stay relevant.
Wig?
Wig.
So I need some catching up to do, I think, but I'm seeing it a lot online at the moment. God bless Noah.
Wig, okay.
And once more, just because it was brilliant, here is James, who works on the show, shouting wig at a random stranger. Once more for enjoyment.
Wig!
Scott Mills.
Hello, Danielle, PhD student, Manchester PhD student, Manchester Institute of Biotechnology. Got there. Danielle says the word wig has lost all meaning, but I do think it's a smashing catchphrase. Some people are really not feeling it. What I will do, though, for lols tomorrow, Chris isn't listening right now, but he is back tomorrow, is probably for the first 20 minutes of the show, I'll just drop in occasional...
Wig, OK.
And wig. And obviously, because he's not listening and has been away, he will not know what's going on. And if I'm right, if I know him well, which I do, we'll get increasingly frustrated.
Wig, OK.
I'm saying about 20 minutes I do it for.
Scott Mills.
Earlier, we were talking about the overuse of certain phrases on dating app bios, which need to stop immediately. So these are the ones to definitely not use because everyone else is using them. Don't think that they're big or clever or original and you're the first person to use them. One of the most popular ones at the moment is looking to leave the single market before the UK does. Sophie, who works on the show, has an opening line on Happn, the dating app at the weekend, was currently sitting in A&E. First thing he ever said. Olivia!
Hello.
What's the one that you're like, cringe every time you see it?
You know, the old DVD box trick, the fake five-star reviews.
No, I don't know what you mean.
Yeah, you know, like the old pound shop DVD boxes where they couldn't sell them, so they gave you a fake review. Bit like the men on Tinder.
Okay, right, so give me an example of what one of those would be.
So, my ex's nan makes a beautiful cup of tea.
Yeah, okay, or it's like, best person in the world, my dad says so, five stars.
Yes, or best bit of eye candy in the office, my female boss.
Yeah, I got you, okay. Dan and Donnie.
Hello there.
I was up your way at the weekend.
You was indeed, I could hear you from my house.
Could you hear me?
I could indeed.
Sorry about that. What's your one?
The one that really grinds my gears is people that are just looking for a plus one for family events.
Ah, that's always on.
Terrible.
Or message me, I don't bite unless you want me to. That's a popular one. Lewis and Ipswich. Also, Alex, looking for a partner in crime to travel the world with. Need someone to take to family events. Or from Dan on the way to Halifax, I just like your dog, lol.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1, and Chris is back with me on the show. Scott Mills.